parking lot, parked it, zipped up my parka, joined the procession of marchers. In my head, like, is this awkward? Should I even be here marching? Thinking that they can't, how can I breathe? Thinking that they chant, what do I sing? I wanna take a stance, cause we are not free. And then I thought about it, we are not we. Am I on the outside looking in? Or am I on the inside looking out? Is it my place to get my two cents? Or should I stand on the side and shut my mouth? No justice, no peace. Okay, I'm saying that. They're chanting out Black Lives Matter, but I don't say it back. Is it okay for me to say? I don't know, so I watch and stand in front of a line of police that look the same as me, only separated by a badge, a baton, a can, a mace, a mask, a shield, a gun with gloves on hands that gives an alibi in case somebody dies behind a bullet that flies out of their nine, takes another child's life on sight.
Not in the streets, no justice, no peace, no racist police, no rest.
What are you
doing
here?
Shit about
it's the Grammy.
There you go again. Co-op.
Ben, think about it. You've exploited and stolen the music, the moment, the magic, the passion, the fashion you toy with. The culture was never yours to make better. You're Miley, you're Elvis, you're Iggy Azalea. Fake it so plastic, you've heisted the magic. You've taken the drums and the accent you wrapped in your brand of hip-hop is so fascist and backwards. The Grandmaster Flash will go slap you, bastard. All the money that you made off the watered down pop bullshit version of the culture, pal. Go buy a big-ass lawn, go with your big-ass house. Get a big-ass fence, keep people out. It's all stolen anyway, can't you see that now? There's no way for you to even that out. You could join the march, protest, scream and shout. Get on Twitter, hashtag, it seem like you're down. But they see through it all, people believe you now. You said publicly, rest in peace, Mike Brown. You speak about equality, but do you really mean it? Are you marching for freedom, or when it's convenient? Want people to like you, want to be accepted. That's probably why you are out here protesting. No, think for a second, you don't have incentive. Is this about you? Well then what's your intention? What's the intention? What's the intention? Yourself. And the last thing you want to do is take a picture. But seriously, my little girl loves you. She's always singing, I'm gonna pop some tags. I'm not kidding, my oldest, you even got him to go thrifting. In One Love, oh my god, that song, brilliant. Their aunt is gay. When that song came out, my son told his whole class. He was actually proud. That's so cool. Look what you're accomplishing. Even an old mom like me likes it cause it's positive. You're the only hip hop that I let my kids listen to. Cause you get it, all that negative stuff, it isn't cool.
Yeah,
like all the guns and the drugs, the bitches and the hoes and the gangs and the thugs. Even the protest outside, so sad and so dumb. If a cop pulls you over, it's your fault if you run.
Huh? So they feel that the police are discriminating against the black people?
I have an advantage. Why? Because I'm white? What? No.
It's like more people like nowadays are just pussies. Like this is the generation to be offended by everything. The
Black Lives Matter thing is a reason to take arms up over perceived slights.
I'm not prejudiced. I just...
99% of the time across this country, the police are doing their job properly.
Damn. A lot of opinions. A lot of confusion. A lot of resentment. Some of us scared. Some of us defensive. And most of us aren't even paying attention. It seems like we're more concerned with being called racist than we actually are with racism. I've heard that silence is an action, and God knows that I've been passive. What if I actually read an article, actually had a dialogue, actually looked at myself, actually got involved? If I'm aware of my privilege and do nothing at all, I don't know. Hip-hop has always been political, yes. It's the reason why this music connects. So what the fuck has happened to my voice if I stay silent when black people are dying and I'm trying to be politically correct? I can book a whole tour, sell out the tickets. Rap entrepreneur, built his own business. If I'm only in this for my own self-interest, not the culture that gave me a voice to begin with, then this isn't authentic, it is just a gimmick. The DIY underdog, so independent, but the one thing the American dream fails to mention is I was many steps ahead to begin with. My skin matches the hero, likeness, the image. America feels safe with my music and their systems in a suit of me perfect. The role I fulfilled it, and if I'm the hero, you know who gets cast as the villain. White supremacy isn't just a white dude in Idaho. White supremacy protects the privilege I hold. White supremacy is the soil, the foundation, the cement, and the flag that flies outside of my home. White supremacy is our country's lineage, designed for us to be indifferent. My success is the product of the same system that let off Darren Wilson guilty. We wanna dress like, walk like, talk like, dance like, yet we just stand by. We take all we want from black culture, but will we show up for black lives? We wanna dress like, walk like, talk like, dance like, yet we just stand by. We take all we want from black culture, but will we show up for black lives?
Black Lives Matter, to use an analogy, is like if there was a subdivision and a house was on fire, the fire department wouldn't show up and start putting water on all the houses because all houses matter. They would show up and they would turn their water on the house that was burning because that's the house that needs the help the most.
My generation's taking on the torch of a very age-old fight for black liberation, but also liberation for everyone. Injustice anywhere is still injustice everywhere.
The best thing white people can do is talk to each other. Having those very difficult, very painful conversations with your parents, with your family members.
I think one of the critical questions for white people in this society is, what are you willing to risk? What are you willing to sacrifice to create a more just society?
Your silence is a luxury. Hip-hop is not a luxury. Your silence is a luxury. Hip-hop is not a luxury.